Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode one of our brand new intermission series, Marketer Pitch Freestyle, Unfiltered, Unlimited, Uncensored. I'm Yesenia Reynoso, one half of the co-hosting team, and to the opposite end of the spectrum, aka part of the squad, is my good friend, buddy, and co-host, Corey Davis.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Marketer Pitch Podcast. We're so glad that you guys are back with us, and hopefully you'll find this little intermission series entertaining and really, really cool. I think so.
Isn't this great, Corey? I know that when we first announced this back on the season one finale of Marketer Pitch, I just, you know, thought that it will be a great way for us to bridge the gap between season one and season two, which we will have more information towards the very end of the intermission series. But I thought it would be a great way for us, again, to bridge the gap and being able to bring you some of the biggest topics that are currently going on right now in our world with a marketed with a marketing and PR spin to it. And I truly think, again, the unfiltered, unlimited, and uncensored part is really going to kick things up a notch, because this intermission series is kind of like a freestyle battle. So we basically, what's it going to entail is that we're going to be talking about one topic, could be of any choice, and then we can basically run with it. Unlimited, unfiltered, uncensored.
Yeah, and our idea for this one, if just the listeners are curious, is we recorded our Marketer Pitch podcast, and since Yesenia and I are really good friends, we've always had off-the-cuff conversations. So our conversation would maybe have been 30 minutes of a podcast that you guys got to listen to. It was very structured. And then an hour following that, us just talking back and forth on the latest big news going on, and even just talking about the culture from an advertising, PR, and marketing perspective. So we thought that, hey, wouldn't it be a good idea if everyone else can just listen in our conversations? I know that everyone have opinions, and there's hot topics going on, and there's very big hot button issues going on, and people really don't want to give an opinion, but heck, we're going to do it. Why not? And we have topics each month coming up. This first one, which I'm excited about, and I'm probably cutting you off, Yesenia, but this first one I'm very excited about is dedicated all around Juneteenth. Juneteenth is coming up this upcoming Friday, if you're listening right away. But if you're not, it's June 19th of every single year. Juneteenth is actually on Saturday, not Friday. I'm getting ahead of myself. I said Friday because now that government agencies and a lot of employers are starting to recognize Juneteenth as an actual official holiday, the paid holiday is actually on the Friday of the June 18th in recognition of Juneteenth. So yes, this is a big holiday, and we're going to talk all about it and give our quick takes around all things Juneteenth.
Well, thank you, Corey. You hit that right on the nail. Thank you for introducing the very first topic of episode one of the intermission series. I think it is going to be a fantastic conversation, and one that is incredibly relevant, given now the incredible significance of Juneteenth. And we're going to be diving into it momentarily.
I kind of do want to take a step back before we get into the meat of what I want to discuss today. So I definitely think it's important to just share what the history of Juneteenth is for everyone who does not know. So this holiday, which falls on June 19th of every single year, and it really does acknowledge, and not necessarily celebrate, but acknowledge the day that slaves in Texas were finally freed in 1865, which is more than 2 years after the signing of the Emancipation Proclamation. This is very significant because in 1863, right in the height of the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves in the South by way of the Emancipation Proclamation. Of course, in 1865, there was no Twitter, there was no Instagram, there was no cell phones, there was no TV, there was no quick way of getting that news out. So the news finally took the Union soldiers 2 years of getting to Texas and I believe it was Galveston, Texas in particular, to actually telling slaves that, yes, the president signed this document 2 years ago and you are free and you're no longer a slave. Because of this, the slaves in Texas were one of the last people to be recognized that slavery was no longer a case anymore. So June 19th is that day that recognizes freedom in this, the United States of America, that all men and women are created equal and there's nobody should be enslaved. This is, of course, different from July 4th. As we know, July 4th is really only gave independence from the British to white men. And then also this is separate from the Emancipation Proclamation, because yes, while on that day, slaves were free in the South, we know that practically not everyone actually on that day became free. It took 2 years, June 19th, to do that. So June 19th has always been a big holiday in the state of Texas. I know for over hundreds of years, Texas have celebrated June 19th. But last year, after the catalyst and the killing of George Floyd by the police, and June 19th following, probably within 2 or 3 weeks after that, this holiday took on a different meaning. Brands got involved. A lot of companies, including big ad agencies, marketing companies, big brands like Adobe and Etsy, they offer June 19th as a holiday moving forward. And just acknowledging that significance. So June 19th is a big, big event. And then my topic, I had two topics. I really only had one topic. So I wanted to get on here and just go back and forth with Yesenia about how brands should be approaching Juneteenth. I would actually give a shout out to Ad Age. Ad Age actually had an article about this. They took our thunder and they had a really good article. So I want to go back and forth with Yesenia on this. But in doing my research a little bit, I'm a little heated, so I'm going to pivot this conversation a little bit. We're going to get back to Juneteenth, but I'm pivoting slightly because there is a really good, report that was done by this company called Seramount. So everyone go to Seramount.com, and they did a report called From Pledge to Progress, which is about corporate America's 1 year after George Floyd's death. In this whole report, they interviewed 3,000 employees from the corporate level to the associate level. They interview employees across corporate America, big companies, Unilever, Goldman, McDonald's, Baxter, big companies across many different industries about the workplace and how things have changed from 1 year since the George Floyd killings and how things have changed. And I think everyone should just read the report. But Yesenia, I wanted to share with you one thing that's had my blood boiling right now. One of the key findings in this, which I always knew, but one of the key findings in this, and it's, to me, is very, very shocking. But 95% of corporate executives are committed to helping the company fight racism and injustice within the organization. That's great. Of those 95%, 33% of corporate executives felt that they felt support. They felt forced, to support these efforts. Forced, 33%. Nearly a third felt forced to support DEI effort. No, it gets worse. And nearly 8 in 10, so 80%, said that the attention and focus of DEI is blown out of proportion. Corporate executives. This is America. 1 year after George Floyd, and I think we have learned 80% of corporate executives say DEI is blown out of proportion in an anonymous survey that they could actually share their true opinions. I want you to go ahead and jump in and give your thoughts, because I want to do a whole good Juneteenth episode, but this really just had my blood boiling today.
It's so ironic, hearing these results, Corey, because it's not a surprise. When we deal with diversity, equity, and inclusion, it has to be genuine. Corporate America, has genuinely struggled for decades to talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion, and they've had real trouble with it, much less genuinely trying to implement strategies that is going to reflect today's current times. But obviously, due to the current structures that are in place, plus the mentality that most of these corporate executives have, and the very slow response rate as to how they are actually learning about how to better implement DE&I policies, this is why you have the results that you have. And it's not, and it's not surprising given the fact that these corporate executives have benefited from a system that has, that has basically benefited them forever. They have greatly utilized the system to their advantage. And of course, it's part of the status quo. So obviously, as long as the current system that has been implemented is in place, they're gonna continue benefiting out of the system, and they're okay with making some minor changes or no changes whatsoever. But if they have to really do like a true overhaul, which is needed across all industry sectors, then that is going to be a problem in their book. Because at the end of the day, what it comes down to is, does it affect my reputation and exactly. revenue? And obviously in corporate America, money talks above everything else.
Exactly. And the difference is, these corporate executives, they're okay with DEI efforts, which historical diversity efforts have been, let's hire six Black assistants instead of the usual two Black assistants.
Yeah.
They're happy with that. But this past year, many different organizations, after the riots and after, again, the police killing George Floyd, started demanding actual equity and the actual change, not just at the lower level, at all levels in these different industries. So they've become threatened because, like you just said, that same power structure and the same dynamic that they benefited from, it could be changed or could be altered if some of these efforts, D&I efforts from the past year, are actually put to test and put to come to fruition. So the fact that you may see inclusion in diversity within moving up the ranks within corporate, the corporate executive world, they're seeing a problem with that. So it's blown out of effort, it's blown out of proportion to them, because now they're gonna have to rightfully compete with other Black and brown and Asian brothers and sisters in the industry instead of just their usual white counterpart. So It's insane. While your company says the right things, the people running the company believes in the opposite thing.
Yeah, and again, I want to refer to an article that I wrote for the Public Relations Society of America Public Affairs and Government section. I wrote in my column Why Communicate. I talked about different communications led topics with the communicate lens. I talk about diversity, and I explained, why do we communicate diversity in the first place? Well, one of the reasons why is because it's a part of a very unique DNA that the U.S. currently has, and we are rejecting it instead of embracing it. Second, we live in a very multiracial, multi-ethnic society. That's the direction we are heading right now, and we're going to continue heading. And for far too long, we've had many of these brands have catered towards one specific audience, but now with the changing of the times, it has now been multiplied now to various audiences, and brands simply just have no clue whatsoever as to how to genuinely make those connections. And from a PR standpoint, we all know very well that storytelling is the main blueprint in terms as to how to present your brand in an authentic and credible manner. So because of that, brands need to basically, go back to the drawing board and figure out as to how to make those connections, with various audiences and speak in their voice and tone. And also on top of that, many talents are now are incoming or at these corporations themselves. They are now actually asking the real questions as to what senior executives are doing across all the levels from junior to senior, as to the kinds of DE&I policies and tangible actions, and what are the results that are are that are going to be benefiting from this. And that is where we are actually seeing, you know, where the true, you know, you know where the true action is going to be coming from. And so I highly recommend everybody, it's on my LinkedIn page. If you haven't, if you're not a connection, then I will put it on the, you know, on the episode one posting on the YouTube page. It's incredibly interesting. And I know we're running a little bit over, so we wanted to quickly transition over to Juneteenth. But all of this is seemingly relevant because especially now with Juneteenth being now a, it's quickly becoming now an all-important, a prominent, a federal holiday. We need to understand the historical significance of Juneteenth and how brands are, you know, representing themselves from both an interior and exterior light. You know, many brands, again, don't know, just as much as they don't know about talking about DE&I, they don't know how to talk about important societal issues. And this is something, as you know, for brands right now, that this is, you know, they're trying to figure out what are the best ways, you know, to try to navigate and elevate the conversation without making them look bad.
And that's why I think it's all tied together, because the more you, the more DE&I, the more diverse talent you have as part of your industry, the more the brands will be better represented to actually have a diverse message to maybe represent Black and Black consumers, and to do a good message around Juneteenth and give the history and facts around Juneteenth.
Yeah, exactly.
And I just want to point out, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I just want to also say that, you know, for brands every, you know, for brands everywhere, I think in the universal world of public relations, there's always one golden rule, which is to avoid making your company the subject of any kind of negative conversation. And so it is incredibly incredibly important for brands to genuinely study up on the facts, find out more about these all-important societal issues. Or if you're celebrating well prominent holidays such as Juneteenth, it is again vital for you to get a better understanding as to how, ask people as to what the, what their thoughts about the holiday, ask people who, ask the experts who know, and then come up with a comprehensive advertising or public relations plan to offer your support in a way that, that is genuine and real. And as well as put some, again, some real action behind it. What are you going to be doing? It's not about just posting, you know, your support on social media or on your website. It's about what are you actually doing? Are you offering, are you actually volunteering or offering your support to organizations that are tied either to the specific holiday or to other important societal issues? Are you driving up the conversation through thought leadership and all of these other avenues? And so I'm going to bring it right back to you, my friend, as to what do you think about these steps?
No, yeah, I definitely agree, and I actually want to say that we should have released this episode 2 months ago, because exactly what you're saying, Old Navy, I don't know if you heard about this, but Old Navy stepped into it.
Yeah.
2 months ago, or no, 2 months ago they did, but they dropped the campaign. Old Navy had a Juneteenth campaign that they were going to launch this month, June 2021. And a couple of months ago, one of Juneteenth agencies, and let me look up the name because I want to make sure I called this agency out. Maverick. So one of Old Navy's influencer agency, Maverick, thought the idea was great, reached out to Black influencers on social media and asked them to purchase an Old Navy Juneteenth t-shirt and wear it and wear them and post about their Juneteenth shirts so they can make money for Juneteenth. So Old Navy's plans were to turn the Juneteenth shirts, kind of like how they do their yearly 4th of July shirts. Like, look at us, we're Black, and we're going to wear, and Old Navy supports Juneteenth, and we're going to wear Juneteenth shirts. Now go buy a shirt for $10. Old Navy quickly dropped that, but it's just, I can't believe someone even attempted to even do this campaign.
All right, so we're about to close. We're gonna close it off with some final words. So I will say this, because I'm gonna tie it to what you said about the Old Navy fiasco. Note of advice to all PR practitioners and as well as marketing execs. Here's my advice: please don't try to co-opt this moment and make it about your brand. We have been witness. to conversations where the speaker's tone, content, and identity was so off the mark that we actually had to cringe, literally and figuratively. And this includes any kind of social media posts, media release, fact sheets, byline articles, thought leadership, or anything whatsoever that expresses other than the support for the opportunity to pause, reflect, learn, and comprehend. So please do, and also, so please, that is what I'm asking all of you. Take the opportunity to truly learn from this, learn it from your employees, learn it from prominent experts, try to get a real understanding about this holiday. And then we could really go on about this, you know, really farther, but it's incredibly important that, you know, if you are part of the PR or the marketing circles, or maybe even outside about it, this is not the time to try to diversify your outreach and request either paid or unpaid labor of Black influencers whatsoever. So please try to, you know, try to have a better understanding as to, you know, as to what this holiday or any other societal issue entails. Corey?
Yep. And my final words, just to tie everything, this whole conversation together, are for companies just to review their internal goals. Spend Juneteenth reflecting and reviewing your goals that you set for yourself a year ago. A year ago, June 19th, 2020, most brands, besides offering this a holiday, put a list of initiatives they're looking to do over the next year and how they're looking to create equity into this world. I would challenge those same brands as spending Juneteenth, June 19th, 2021, looking back and reflecting on what have they ever actually done, what have they accomplished, and what do they still need to do to get to that equity that they made promises for last year.
All right. And
with that, that's it.
Okay, and that officially stops the clock on the Intermission Series Episode 1 of Juneteenth. I hope everybody, we went over, but again, this is such an incredibly important and relevant conversation. So be on the lookout. So we may release some snippets of post of this conversation post the main distribution of episode one. But either way, thank you all so much for listening to our very first episode of Marketer Pitch Freestyle, the Intermission Series. And we are definitely looking forward to having more of these freestyle type battles with a marketing and or PR spin, unfiltered, unlimited, and uncensored. Corey, any final words before we reveal our second theme and close the show out?
No, so just quickly, let's continue this conversation on Twitter. Our Twitter is MarketerPitch, at MarketerPitch. So please conversation on Twitter or Instagram, same handle, MarketerPitch. And let's just continue to talk. Juneteenth is an important day. Like I said, for reflection, Juneteenth is an important day. As an African-American, it's an important day in my culture. So I just wanted to spend this day reflecting and honoring not just the fact that the day the slaves were free, I want to spend this day reflecting and honor the millions of slaves that have actually died at the hands of slavery in the United States of America.
Very well said, my friend. It's all about learning about our history and and understanding as to why it happened and what do we need to do as humans to, you know, to better improve ourselves, the lessons learned moving forward. And so thank you, my friend, for such an incredible first episode conversation. Thank you to all of our audience for listening to our debut episode. Again, if you want to continue the conversation, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at MarketerPitch. Also, email us at MarketerPitch@gmail.com. We definitely want to hear from you. Share us your thoughts on this episode or any other future content that you would like to hear. Don't forget, this episode will debut this week exclusively on YouTube and Spotify. So please don't forget to to follow us, like, share, comment, subscribe. Coming up in 2 weeks after the July 4th weekend, we will have episode 2 of Marketer Pitch Freestyle, the intermission series. The topic that we are going to be discussing is LGBTQ in honor of plus in honor of LGBTQ month. Happy Pride Month, by the way, to all of our audience members, because it is June is it is the current is the month-long celebration of Pride Month. So shout out to to all of our LGBTQ members, and we're going to have a special episode dedicated to them coming up on episode 2. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in, and we look forward to seeing you on episode 2 of Freestyle, Unfiltered, Unlimited, Uncensored. Take care, everyone. Till then.
Goodbye.